Let's chat just a little bit about naming. We've alluded to it a couple times here, but there's certainly a trend in professional service firms over the last few years for organizations to change their maybe their legal name to utilizing more of a brand name in how they communicate themselves. So, for example, in law, you have probably the most prominent firm in America, Skadden, Arps, Slate, Meagher, and Flom, which is now rebranded as Skadden, and very effectively. Accounting, you have Deloitte & Touche, which is now just Deloitte. PricewaterhouseCoopers and Lybrand, clearly they went through a process. First it became Pricewaterhouse, and now it's PwC. Or in advertising, it's Ogilvy & Mather, it's just now Ogilvy. So obviously a trend has occurred in which organizations have just shortened their name down to really what is often the terms used on the street or by their clients or their customers. So you're almost taking the market and utilizing it as de facto of how to evaluate a proper name going forward. And we did the same thing with your organization as we asked your customers, your clients, others, your referral partners, et cetera, to talk about Singer, Leawack, Greenbaum, and Goldstein. The clear answer came back, well, it's not SLGG, it's not that long name, we just use Singer, Leawack. And so that clearly became the very easy recommendation back to you. But maybe you can speak a little bit about process and how that was perceived internally and how you got it accepted.
Well, it was actually perceived very well because at the end of the day, when we're asking our clients and our prospects, what do you know us by, and our referral sources, and when they say Singer Leawack, and if I remember correctly, it was a vast percentage, like 60 or 70%. Mm-hmm. And I think after that was SLGG. And believe it or not, Singer, Leawack, Greenbaum, and Goldstein was the least recognized of our names. So it became very obvious we had to go to Singer, Leawack. And because that came up, it allowed us to go to our partners who were not retired yet, but that was Greenbaum and Goldstein, and be able to say, look, we need your help in this in order to successfully roll it out. We want to make the name change. We need you to have buy-in on this. We need you in your last years to be able to go out there and tell people that you are okay with it to help us, because we want acceptance. We want everybody on the street to know that this is a good thing. And we really convinced our retiring partners the reason was good is, and we'd actually talked about this for a few years prior, is that too many professional firms, it's an ego play. I want my name on the front door. And so they put it on, a partner retires, and then you drop one of the names and you add on some more, and then you sort of lose that branding, that consistency, that message that you have. And also, the longer the name is, we learned that as we were trying to get credibility in certain markets, like if we were raising money, capital for our clients nationally and going to these big brokerage houses, the more names you have, they're sort of going, who, how long you've been in business? When you make your name shorter, and we found one or two names seems to be the magical formula based on your research and your help, mm-hmm. was the fact that two names means now that you're becoming an institution. And I think that was the most important thing that we had to do. I think the reason we didn't go to Singer is because there was just too many Singers out there that just we probably would have shortened it too much. So Singer Leawack seemed to be the perfect blend. And I got to really admire my two retiring partners, because when your name's been on the door for a lot of years, it's got to hurt personally at the end of the day to all of a sudden see it taken out. But that's what happened. That's what happened in the best interest of the firm. And I think that's when all of a sudden, and we really saw the benefits, that when we started to go out to those same communities as Singer Leawack, 50 years, it's becoming, boy, you guys are an institution. And I think that was the biggest benefit that we had.